The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin of Tarifavim and Beis, Tanur Rabbanon, Naaman Ger Toshev Hayah. Naaman, who was the Tatsava, this man of Elisha, he was Taka Ger Toshev, not Ger Tzedek. However, in Vizardin, as we saw in Agamada, he became a Ger Tzedek. He was Makabal himself, Kola Tzedek Kulu. Bnei Bruno of Shal Sisra, the Einikloch of Sisra, who was the Tsar Tzavo, the general of Yavin Melchanan, Vamdu Toyda be Yerushalayim, they learned Toyda in Yerushalayim. Bnei Bruno of Shal Sancherev, the Einikloch of Sancherev, who took the Aser Sashvatim into Galus, they were Malamid Toyda Berabim, Umanin Ushmai Vavtalian, they were teachers of Klai Yisrael, the Nasi, the Abed and Shmai Vavtalian, the Bnei Bruno of Haman and Rasha would learn the Taida b'bnei brak. Now, the Emes, who were the Einikloch, so I saw Taker Rav Nissen Goyim in Brachas, Tavchav Zayinim and Beis, he brings down that the Einikol of Sisra, who was this, the Einikol was Rabbi Kiva, the famous Rabbi Kiva. The Marzchias brings down that the Einikol of Haman was Rabbi Kiva. Now, I'm not sure if that's a stira, maybe they got married, the children got married together, I'm not sure. Akapanim, we see that these Gerim were, the grandchildren of these Rishayim, Haman and Sisra, they became these Tzadikim and Gedolim, Shmai Vavtalim, became the Abed and the Nasi. The Kedushas Levi explains that what's the chilik between these people, between Sisra and between Sancheiriv and between Haman, that they were Zaychot to have Einikloch that became the Gdoili Taida and the Tanayim and Tzadikim. Mashenke Nebuchadnezzar, as the Gemara, in the upcoming Gemara says, that Nebuchadnezzar himself also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that his grandchildren should become also part of Klal Yisrael, but that the Malachi Asharis interceded and they prevented this from happening. Why wasn't Nebuchadnezzar Zoicha, yet these other Rishayim were Zoicha? And he explains, because from these other Rishayim came a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, because as we know, from Sancherib there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem when all of his people were killed, and when Sisera was wiped out, there was also a tremendous Kiddush, and of course when Haman was hung, it was a tremendous nace, and it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Kei Nebuchadnezzar. Unfortunately, it was a terrible Chil Hashem that Nebuchadnezzar was matliach to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kash Baruch allowed him to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and all that came out was a terrible Chil Hashem. So therefore, he wasn't Zaycha to have Einikloch that was sitting and learning Taida in Yerushalayim. Mice of this Gemara there's a big shailu l'chayra on this Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say clearly that Shmaya Vavtalian, who were the Nazi and the Avdezdin of Klal Yisrael, are seemingly, from this Gemara, it seems to be that they are Ben Gerim. The Gemara says that they are the Bnei Bonav of Sancheidev, and they were Gerim. Now, this is a problem, because the Gemara in a few places, the Gemara in Yuvam Mestafkov Beis, and Amaral, the Gemara in Yuvam Mehemet Beis, and Kedushin Ayin Vav, the Gemara says that same Tassim Alech HaMelech, that all of the Mesimas, any position that a person is played, any position that are given in Klal Yisrael, any Chasheva Shtelas, positions that are given in Klal Yisrael, have to be Mekerev Achecha. They have to be from the highest stock, from the highest Yichus of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Gerim are Taka not allowed to be kings. They can't be the kings. And not only that, a Ger is also possible to be a Dayan. Kimavur in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshin Mishpat and Simin Zayin, Ayin Sham, discusses that a Ger could be a Dayan for other Gerim, perhaps. Dalkopanim, Minyaneinu, so the Shaila is that if Shmaya Vavtalian were Gerim, so then how did they have such Chashuva positions? Then he was the Nasi and the Avbezin. You can't be an Avbezin, and you certainly can't be a Nasi. A Nasi is Zayin to a Melech, and an Avbezin is a Dayan, and a Dayan, L'chayra, can't be a Ger. So how was Shmaya Vavtalian? How did they get such chashuv positions if they were gerim? Now, mikayach this question, the Maral says that they taka weren't gerim. Really, their mother was a yid, and the father were goyim. Now, this emes is also brought in halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Chashuv Mishpat Siman Zayin, and that very much explains Shmaya, who is the Av Beis Din, because it says over the emes first that if a person is his mother Akopanim was a yid and the father was a goy, so then he's fine. He could be a dayan taka. The problem with this teretz is that the Rashbates in the Magen Avos says it can't be, because a nasi, as we said, is like a melech, and Avtalian L'chayi was the nasi, and still, even if your mother is a guy, if your mother is a yid, excuse me, So then you're still puzzled to be a melech, as we find by Agrippus. You know, he learns over there in the Gemara and cite the Daf Memalef from an Aleph that the mother was Takara Yid, and Afal Pi Kein, the Gemara says that, it was forbidden for Agrippus to be the king. So, and we find already that Chayrat Mashma, that Shmai V'Apalion themselves were the Geirim. And it's not Mashma that the mother was Jewish. Because he brings the Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Al-Kapanam L'Gabi Shmaya, that Hillel, I think it was in Shabbos Taf Tezvav, I think it was in Tezayin, that the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Tezvav says that Hillel, he used to say Meloy Hin with a Hey, as opposed to Meloy In with an Aleph. Because since that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe, from Shmaya, and his Rebbe Shmaya was a Ger, and the Ger, the Gerim, they couldn't pronounce properly the Hey. The Aleph. So the Mela, he wanted to say it exactly in the Lashon of the way his Rebbe said it, and his Rebbe, who was a Ger, was unable to pronounce it. So Lacharis infers that Shmaya was Taka a Ger himself, and that his mother was Taka not a Yid. And this goes back, this brings us back to the Shaila, that Lachaira, if Shmaya and Vitalian themselves were Gerim, so how did they have such chashuv positions? And we know that they're not allowed to hold. The ger is not allowed to hold these chashuv positions. Nasi avet and bems. The Rambam already in Pish Mishnayis and Adius in Perek Aleph, the beginning over there, says Mefirish that Shmaya v'Avtalion themselves were gerim. So the Meila Chayrut Shmer. The Mekayach this the Paiskim bring down different terushim, which are talking to get Pesak Lalocha on the Gabe who could be a dayin, which ger, you know, what type of is there ever a situation of where a ger is possible that he could be a dayan. The mikol of this, the Rival Atoida in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, he brings down a Maram Kutzi, the Yosef Oymitz Chida, also the Birka Yosef, they bring down possible teretz that the whole Isser of a ger to get such a chashuv shtela, to become a Nazi, over there, the Akoponim talking about a dayan, but to become Nazi, to become Avbeizdin, is only in a situation of where there's somebody who's as great as the ger. There's somebody, you know, who's a substitute, who could be in place of the ger. You have a dayan who's just as good as the ger, or you have a nasi who's as good as the ger. But let's say you would find somebody who's so beyond, he's so tremendous that nobody's better than him. There's no better dayan than him. There's no better nasi than him. There's nobody better than in such a case. It would be mutter to be mamana this person as a dayin and a nasi as a beizin, and this is really bamis brought lalacha by the Birka Yosef and by the Yosef Soyim talk upon the chida, and which would clap a tremendous nafkamina that if you would find the ger who was taka a tremendous tremendous guy and a tremendous tam chacham, and there wouldn't be any other person who was close to him in the dayin in that city, etc., then he would be allowed to be a dayin. He would be allowed to be mamana such a person as a dayin, and also as the Nazi, as the Abbasin, the Knesset HaGedoyla in Simon Zion says that, he says a different teretz, he says it's mutter, the only Yisr is when all of Klal Yisrael are not Makabal. But when Klal Yisrael are Makabal, all of Klal Yisrael are Kaponim are Makabal on themselves, the Gerim, so then they can be Mamana them even as a Nazi, even as an Abbasin. Now, the Tumim asks on this, the Birka Yosef Ladina argues on this, and he says that even if the Tzibur was talking Makabal, like upon him, he's talking in Chesh Mishpat, as a Dayin, even if they're Makabal on themselves, the Tzibur, then it wouldn't work, it still wouldn't work, even if the Tzibur were to be Makabal, they can't get a position of Srara. The Tumim asks, when he asks him, he said, there's some Sabir Bechlau that they asked the entire Klal Yisrael if they'll accept Shmayim Vavtalion. So Elamai, it must be that they asked just the Chashuvim of Klal Yisrael, and they stood, you know, they answered on behalf of Klal Yisrael to accept Shmayim Vavtalion as Dayanim, as Avezin and Nasi. So the Tumim said, that's all good for Dinim Amunis, that they would have the ability to pass in Dinim Amunis. Because then we can, we can say that they're mevater and that they're moichel, and the Klal Yisrael accept what the ruling of the other gedolim are to accept these people to be dayanim, to be the abbeizim, to be the nasi. But like abedin and fashis, then you would need the reshus of each and every member of Klal Yisrael. And stam esaber that Klal Yisrael gave reshus. The entire Klal Yisrael were asked that they should become the nasi and the abbeizim. Meila, the Tumim says maybe a different shot why the Shmai v'Avtalion were accepted as the king, as the nasi and the abbeizim, was because they were perhaps appointed by the king. Maybe it was mamish appointed by the king. I saw Bamis Ramesha in the Tshuva in Yerdei and Dalit Chavov, he has a similar type of tarot that maybe was like Harasha, like we find that Devaira was Shaifet Klai Yisrael. So maybe there was some kind of a Harasha. Bamis Ramesha has a different side over there. Ramesha has a tzad that the only time there's an Isser to appoint, the only time there's an Isser is when you appoint. You know, to be Mamane, a Ger, a Srara, a Shtela, where he has Kaiches and to take away money from people and to even to kill in that case the Dina Nefashis and such a Koyach. That's only if it was appointed. But let's say somebody was so great. Ayin Shaman Ramesh is 100% clear what Ramesh means. But Lachari means that if the person is so great that he wasn't appointed. Just Memela, it was Pashit. He's the God of Lador. And that's how he has, he has the status of Paskin Shiloh, because he was just became the greatest person in the door. So then in such a case, it could be that there's no Isser, because there was no Minui. And it just Memela was Pashit, that he became the Nasi and the Abbasidin. He danced, Ramesha, going to God, the Ramesha danced, Shiloh, are you allowed to give Gerim to become Rosh Hashivas? Can a ger become a sheshiva? Can a ger be a mashkiach? Can a ger be a rav? Other magid shirurim, other positions of srara. Ramesha discusses that we know Rosh Hashiva has the ability of the, well, we have to be careful, Rabbi Isai. Rosh Hashiva has the ability to kick you guys out. And so Chari says that maybe that your ger wouldn't be allowed to be, maybe a ger wouldn't have the right to take such a position. You wouldn't be allowed to appoint him, Al-Kopanim, to such a position, because he would have a koyach of srara. So Ramosha says that he thinks Rosh Hashiva Bechlal is not included in this anyways. Rosh Hashiva Magid Shir is not included in this, because even if he had that koyach to kick somebody out, but that koyach is just as a job. It's like a chelik of his job to just make sure that, the English, but the office that he runs smoothly. So it wouldn't be considered a real sroro that he has a koyach hakfia. He does say over there, it's mashman ramaisha, that a mashkiach of kashrus, Taker has the ability, he has a koyach hakfia to go against the balabayas, because the dinei Torah are mechayivim to make sure that things are kosher and run keseder, and therefore he has the ability to override the owner, etc. And that really would be a position of sroro, and a ger would not be allowed to be a mashkiach. It's mashman ramaisha. I once heard from my Rebbe, Ramesh Sternbach, how he explained the Rivah that we brought earlier, the Havana and how Shmaya Vavtalian were they became the Nasi and Abedin. It was because they were considered to be the holders of the Messiah of Klai Yisrael. They had such a tremendous saga of the Messiah, and they had such a godlistic standing in Klai Yisrael that it was pashit and obvious to all that they were the Nasi and al-Bezdin. And again, on Derek, what we spoke about earlier, that L'chaira, when if there's nobody bigger than them, then in Klai Yisrael, then of course, even a ger would be able to take that position of Srara and Minui. But Moshe Sternbach, in the Tshuva, in Chelek Gimel, in Simon Shin Hei, he discusses also, can a ger be a Magid Shir? And in general, could a ger be even a rav, of a shul, etc., rav of a city? He says also that, like Ramesh said, that to be a magid shir, that's not a problem. That's not a minoy of srara. It's not that type of a position. It's not a position that goes in Yerusha. It's not that type of shtela that a ger would be forbidden to hold. However, to be a Rav, Ramesh Sternbach Titan is that could really be, that's already Roy Lahachmir, and not to let a Ger be a Rav, because that's already a Tayer of Kovet, it's a big Kovet, and also the Rav usually nowadays has other, he's involved, he's in charge of, many other things, from just the Paskin the Halacha, and Memelo, that would Taker go into this Isser of not allowing a Ger to get a position of Srara. He does say, however, that of course if the ger is the most rois, then what you could do is you can make somebody the rav, and the ger will serve as the moirat tzedek. He says, interesting over there, that in this way he'll be mekayim the mishnah novis, ahayavis ha-malacha shal rabbanis, esneis ha-rabbanis atzma. That, he'll do the malacha of the rabbanis, of being a rav, of paskening, and he'll be signing the actual position. He goes on to say that of course if a rav is if a ger is being refused to be a rav, then a person has to deal with this in very, 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 very delicately. And he even says, interesting, the hair, that one should explain to the ger that it's not shot that he has a tachisus, that he's a lesser person, but it's the same way that a Yisrael is not allowed to be oivid in the base of Mikdash, that we're not kayhanim. And that a kohen is, but al kapanim, when it comes to ketzer Torah, that's there for everybody, that's there for all of Klal Yisrael. So too, this is a din Torah, it's a regular, just a halacha in the Torah, it doesn't mean he's any lesser of a person, any lesser of a yid, and it's just a din of the Torah that he's not allowed to accept these types of positions. But of course, klape ketzer Torah, he has the same chus as every other yid in Klal Yisrael. Other positions, such as shlich tzibur, and Nun Gimel Yuntes and Shulchan Aruch and Nun Gimel Yuntes and Archayim brings down that Takad, there was some that wanted to be Munei Ager from becoming a Shliach Tzibur, that there were those that said that that a Ger can't be a Shliach Tzibur, and Nitchu Devrayim, but we don't hold like that. Now the Mishkan Yankiv and Sim Samach Vav says that Legabe Yomim Neroyim, for the Yomim Neroyim, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so then it could be that he Takad doesn't have the Maila still of a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, and that maybe you should prefer to take somebody who is a tzaddik ben tzaddik as opposed to a ger to be a shlich tzibur. However, this is not so pashit, because the ma'isa many achrayim argue on this, because they say a ger has the status of a katan shenoy l'dami. The Shulchan Arav and the Siman says that a ger is allowed to say alakei avaseinu, alakei avram, alakei tzadik, alakei avaseinu, because Avram Avinu is his father. Now that's the tremendous tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's the biggest tzaddik ben tzaddik. So that's not pashit at all. And certainly if the Ger is the most roi and the most hagin, then there's definitely l'chayra, a big makam to be makel to make him the shlich tzibur, even for the yamim roi. Again, one has to, as Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, that when dealing with these shilas, one has to even to try and find a tzad ha-makel, because pashit the Torah warned us so many times, levas ager, and l'chayra, this is all included in avas agerim, is to try and help him to give him the position if he were to deserve it. Now, one last kasha that comes out of our sugya, another famous shaila that comes up is our Gemara's mevura that the grandchildren of Haman were also became erlich hayidin and tzaddikim. And the chayra, we know that there's a famous mechilta in Bishalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua on the kisei HaKavod not to accept geirim from Amalek. And of course, Haman was the chayra, the zera Amalek. So how was it possible that there were einikloch of Haman that became geirim? Now, there's many, many, many tirutzim on this, but the Mefarshim say already that the Rambam was mashmit this halacha. He was mashmit the entire mechilta, and the chayra, a lot of achrayim say that the makor is our gemara, that you see that there's no halacha that an amalek can't become a ger. And that, you know, this would be a makor neman, our gemara is mashmit, that an amalek can taka become a ger, and that's why the Rambam, the halacha doesn't bring it down. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the halacha. Others say that the pshat na gemara or bechlal, and the whole Indian is that once Sancherev was mevalbo, kolaumis, nowadays we don't have any more din amalek bechlal anyways. And I think the Achrayim say pshat, because once Sancherev was taken the Baal B'dom, it's just from the fact that we don't know where these Amalekim are, who they are, but the whole concept of Amalek was erased, and the whole tachlis is to erase Amalek's name from the world, and it's Mimela, it's been erased. Once Sancherev was Mabal B'domus, and he took this country, put them there, these people, and put them in that country, so therefore there is no more Amalek, and therefore that could be pshat Nagamar also, that there was taka. Again, that we know that Haman, we consider him from Zamar Malek, but the Din Malek of perhaps he was allowed to accept his grandchildren into Klal Yisrael. Others say that maybe the Beis Din Taka made a mistake, and we find in many halachas, Ayin and Simin Reish Samachtes and Yerdeya, in Simin Reish Samachtes, excuse me, in Yerdeya, that there are certain cases that even though you're not allowed to accept Geirim in certain situations, but once you were Makabel, the Geiris is Chal. We find that concept in Ayin Shom, in Shulchan Aruch, and Mishamachas, we find that in Kama, the Gabi Kama in Yonim. Or then over here, perhaps they were Makabel, the Amaleki, by mistake, they were Makabel Haman's grandchildren by mistake, and now that they were Makabel, the Chalois Geiris is Chal. The Tazen Yerdeya and Simon Beis discusses that the possibility of perhaps the Zion Umis and the Amalekim, that once they were Makabal on themselves to become Ger Toshas, they pucker the status, they lost the status, Bechlal of Amalekim and of Zion Umis and the Mela, it could be that would also be a Yishuv, that maybe the grandchildren were first became Ger Toshav, and once they became Ger Toshav, they no longer have the status of an Amalek, and then they became Ger Tzedek. Now this, of course, is Pashit, that's why that the Davar Pashit, that Navadi we can accept Geirim. Somebody recently asked me, Shaila, that how can we accept Geirim from Germany? And Navadi, Bechlal, that which people say that Germans are Amalek. It's Avada Yemach Shemam Zichram. They did Maisei Amalek to say that they are the Zera Amalek. We really have no way of knowing that they were the Zera Amalek because Sancharev was the Balbos Umas and Bechlal. The Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha, and that's why Avada to Davar Pashit that we can accept Gerim from. From German Gerim. Just one last nakuda, the klape what we spoke about previously, that you're not allowed to accept Gerim to be Dayanim, converted Shulchan Aruch in Simin Zayin. The Taisus, the Rosh, and Yavamis, and Nafim Hein, it's brought by the Bach, and the Sman, the Taz, the Shach, the Tehumim, the Nesivis, the Achshuk, and all the Paiskim, they all agree that a Dayan who's done without Kfiyo, he dances without, a koyach to force. So such a dayin, even a ger, could become such a dayin. Which, so if you have a basin nowadays, that they'll dance without kfiya, that they'll dance without the koyach to enforce their psakim, so then avada, a ger, could be a dayin in such a basin. The only problem is when a ger is a dayin in the basin, in a situation where he has the koyach asrara to be able to force his decisions, that's when it's not, that's when it's not allowed. However, if he's dining people without the koyach kfiya, so then the vada that's pashit it's mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.